You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
That's Denver crazy. International Airport says it's got jobs to fill. How many? 500 jobs out at DIA.
Really?
So they're hosting a big old job fair tomorrow. If you are looking to maybe try something different, maybe you don't like the job you're in right now, they say the job fair will only be 2 hours tomorrow from 10:30 to 12:30, and the positions that are open include working for the airlines, working for the rental car companies, various concessions, and the city and county of Denver itself out at DIA. So there's all sorts of job openings
out there.
That's great. Dang, 500 jobs.
That's so many. So, yeah, go work. Do so. And, you know, I've said it before, I just love hanging out at the airport. It's just a little hive of activity, and I would imagine your days go by super quick out there. I love being out there. All right, that's cool.
The Denver Broncos have their first preseason game Friday night in Arizona. Are you ready for some football? But get a load of this. Our very bombastic coach, listen, can we just talk here, and let me be honest, I want the Denver Broncos to win and do well, go to the Super Bowl, all of that, but I'm not so much of a homer that I can overlook the fact that our coach has been something of a tool himself lately.
Because he's trash talking?
He's just...
I kind of like it. That's part of the game.
He's
That's part of the sport.
He's the guy who did the bounty gate, you know, where he was paying players to injure other players. I mean,
well, I don't like that.
I don't know about this guy. Anyway, I just like to use the term bombastic for him. Anyway, he has come out and said that Russell Wilson and the rest of the starters will not only play in this meaningless preseason game, but they'll play quite a bit.
Good. They need to.
I hope that doesn't backfire.
I know, but they need to.
That's when coaches really catch hell, is when your star players get injured and miss the season because of a preseason game.
Well, they're not very good. They need the practice.
They need the practice.
My son just picked up a Russell Wilson jersey. He's super excited to sport that this season.
How much does that cost?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
There's a list out, movieweb.com. They have compiled a list that is right up your alley, Jer Bear. It is a list of what they say are the 20 best kids movies of the 1980s.
Expert, let's do this.
So you are an expert. So if you had to pay, just close your eyes and think.
Oh my gosh, man.
Your favorite movie from the 80s.
Short Circuit. Is it on
number
the list?
Six on the list.
Is it really? Because I didn't even look at this list this morning.
Was that the one with Ali Sheedy?
I don't know. Steve Guttenberg, I believe, was in it, though.
Steve Guttenberg. Whatever happened to
I
him.
Would tell you right now that knickknacks would be the Goonies.
Goonies was actually in this list of top 20. Mm-hmm. They put it at number 20.
Oh, that's crazy. That should be top 10.
I always laugh. We used to have somebody that worked with us here at Mix 100 that the Goonies was her all-time favorite movie, and I just would needle her all the time about what a horrible freaking movie that was.
Yeah. That's how I am with The Princess Bride, and I get to you.
Princess Bride was number 12.
Okay, which is straight garbage. I don't know. What else
Beetlejuice was number 7. You got any others you want to take a guess on?
Is there any John Candy movies on there? Great Outdoors.
Don't see the Great Outdoors. There is Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Uncle
but that's,
Buck. Is Uncle Buck on there? That
Uncle
was a
Buck
solid
is
one.
Number 8.
There you go. There's some
Uncle
John Candy.
Uncle Buck. Number 1 on the list. I don't know. Is this going to be controversial? They say The Fox and the Hound.
This is a stupid list.
It's a stupid list.
Stupid list.
Followed by The Land Before Time.
Where's Back to the Future and
Back
Ghostbusters?
Back to the Future's number 19. Ghostbusters is 18.
See, this list is dumb.
Karate Kid, 16.
Dumb.
Raiders of the Lost Ark, 14. Fox and the Hound beats all of those.
Is this put out by Disney?
No, movieweb.com, whoever the hell
they
are.
Are they in bed with Disney? Fox and the Hound. That
Who Framed Roger
horrible.
Rabbit was number 3. And then The Little Mermaid was number 4.
The fox and the entire movie, the old guy is trying to shoot the fox through the entire movie.
I've never seen it.
To kill the he wanted to kill the fox.
What'd the fox do to him?
Got in his chicken coop or something.
That's ridiculous. All right, so quickly, I'll tell you, if you park downtown and you use parking meter, or, you know, Cherry Creek or wherever, and you are using the little QR codes on some of those, careful. Apparently, there's a new scam where the bad guys are replacing the QR codes at parking meters with their own QR codes.
I'm telling you, this is horrible but brilliant. Right?
That's what I thought.
It sends you to a fake little website. You pay them, right?
You pay them. You send your money into their wallets.
Horrible.
So what they're saying is there's two things you can do. One, just try to pay at meters with your credit card directly, you know, so you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you do use a QR code, just check what URL it is sending you to. Just don't just close your eyes and automatically do it. They don't know if this is a widespread problem. It could just be, you know, in a few lots. But the fact that it's happening at all means it will spread.
Oh, yeah.
So just be on your guard when it comes to QR codes at parking meters. What else is trending?
Well, I do have to give a special nod to the fastest growing sport in America this morning, Dom. Pickleball. All the boomers out there this morning playing. It is National Pickleball Day. And I'll backtrack. I mean, there's a lot of 30-somethings now catching on to the craze. So
I did pull
some very honest audio about pickleball this morning.
I'm a pickleball instructor. To be honest with you, I have no idea why this sport exploded. These people have no idea how much of a scam this is. This isn't even a real sport. It was invented for the elderly to improve their blood circulation. Now every 30-something with no stamina and bad knees is hitting me up to learn how to play. These people are too unathletic for tennis and too poor for golf. I'm hopping on this trend now, because God knows it's not going to be around long, okay? In 2 years from now, everyone's going to be obsessed with badminton.
You know, he's speaking the truth.
Funny.
It's quite funny.
I got to admit, I've never played, and I want to try it.
I do, too. I have never played, and I walk past this little court in my neighborhood, and they are always out there playing. They break up the tennis court so you can get four different games going, and they all look like they're having the time of their life, man. So, and it's great exercise. So kudos to the pickleballers today. There's a criminal defense attorney on TikTok, and she is saying that you should never, ever, ever use self-checkout. It's too risky, Dom, because you can wind up getting falsely arrested for shoplifting way too easily. She says they have sophisticated and large teams, I'm sure, that examine footage of all the self-checkouts.
Looking for
shoplifters. Yeah, can you see this going on at Walmart? Doubt it.
Doubt it.
If you accidentally take something, once they do inventory and figure that they're off, they'll look through the tapes, see that they're down a bag of Cheetos, and they'll report you to the police.
Doubt it.
Or if they make a mistake on their inventory and see that you could have accidentally taken those Cheetos, they'll come after you. She says it can be expensive and stressful. The best way to beat this, do small orders on checkout.
Yeah.
Keep your receipt and go slowly so the cameras can see you scan. So, boop.
This is about as full of bunk as the kids' movies from the 80s.
Well, listen, it sounds ridiculous, but she is a criminal defense attorney.
Yeah.
And so she's probably seeing these cases come through quite a bit. It's got me thinking, you know.
You know, my idea, I think I told you this on the air the other day. I think they should have a training line for self-check. Like, you should have to get some sort of license to use it. You've got to do the training lane here where you learn how to do it. You learn how to do ball. I'm constantly buying people who have no idea how to do it.
Huh. Pickleballers, probably.
Pickleballers.
Straight from pickleball. Where's the barcode, young man?
They're buying their Icy Hot or whatever.
It says, see attendant. A hot new trend in fitness this morning. It's called cozy cardio. You're just doing a low-intensity workout in your living room, but the key is to make your environment as warm and as snuggly as possible.
Aww.
So you dim the lights, light some candles, get in some comfy clothes, turn on Netflix, and then lift your weights in a relaxed and calming environment.
Okay, we got a bunch of dumb stories and trending today. I feel bad
for both
of us.
Honestly, it sounds like you're getting ready for sexy time, not working out.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to do the bench presses when I'm aroused in my living room, Dom. I'll tell you that much right now. Hey, here's some celebrity stuff going around this morning. Babynames.com says that searches for Barbie blew up 300% in July, and Ken went up about 200%. So we're going to have a little explosion of Barbies and Kens being born.
So 6 years from now, kindergarten will be filled with a bunch of Barbies
and
Kens.
Barbie. And how about Beyoncé? she had a show.
No, but you know what? There will be like B-A-R-B-E-E-E.
Yeah, Y-E-E-I-E.
B-A-H-R-B-I-E-E-Y.
Ken, K-H-E-E-N.
Yep.
Yep,
my
spot
child
on, man.
Is special. I spell their name funny.
This is Kahin. This is my son, Kahin. Oh, Beyonce. She had a show at FedEx Field in D.C. Sunday night, and it was delayed to a massive lightning storm. Started about an hour before the show was supposed to start. So, of course, everybody took shelter and everything. But because of that, the show ran long. And Beyonce wanted to make sure everybody got home safely, so she had to cut a check for $100,000 to keep the metro trains running to all 98 stations for an extra hour.
Well,
that's
quite
a solid,
nice.
Right?
Very
that
good.
That is quite nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then this real quick I found funny. Zoom, the company Zoom, they're making all their, well, not, I think it's all of them. Well, at least a couple days a week. All their remote workers come back.
Yeah.
Because
sign of the times, man.
Being at the office is most effective, even for the Zoom company who specializes in making you work remotely.
It's hilarious.
They're making their workers come back. Okay? Think about that. It's kind of funny. Clickbait time, Dom.
Clickbait.
You can find it on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I post a ton of fun things on there for you to look at and avoid your family and all your responsibilities. Check this out. Kind of cute. Somebody in Alaska spotted a month-old baby walrus all alone. He's about 4 miles inland. He was lost. A place called the Alaska Sea Life Center scooped him up, and now he's under 24/7 cuddle care, you guys.
It's a pretty damn cute
They're
photo.
Cuddling a little baby walrus. Can you stand it? Check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Aww. You know what the walrus said when they were done cuddling him?
Oh, God, what?
Goo goo gajoo.
Oh, I get it.
Do you actually?
Yeah, I do get it.
That's what's trending.